Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. I am your host, Dori DiCarlo, and you know that we're here week after week breaking those myths that mompreneurs are just, you know, dabbling in business in between bake sales and getting our nails done. We're smart, savvy, successful women who have found that balance between building a business and raising a family. And for people who have been listening, women who have been listening to Word of Mom for quite some time now, know all about the Total Woman Conference and Princess Bola Adelani, who's here with us today, along with one of the Master of Ceremonies, Jamie Callie Messia, and one of the keynote speakers, Mandy Adendorf. And all three of them are here to share the Total Woman Conference and the empowering, life-changing one-day conference where women and girls come out to get a full day of total care. Each Total Woman Conference features dynamic speakers, inspirational speakers, interactive panel discussions, facilitated speed networking, empowering resources. Then you have your spa treatments and massage therapies and cosmetologists, because it's a total care and a total woman image makeover. Goodie bags, samples, I mean, just all kinds of things. Shop till you drop, vendors. It is a day of total care. And it is just such a wonderful experience, having been the social media moderator there 3 years ago and having shared it here on Word of Mom Radio every year since. It's just a marvelous place for women to come together and have that amazing experience. And it really is fabulous. And Bola, I just, you know, want to congratulate you always for the work that you do. And I want you to, you know, start out, say hello. We're going to talk with Jamie first because she actually has to leave. And I'll tell you all about her and her amazing schedule in just a moment. But, Bola, I just wanted to welcome you very quickly and say hello.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Jane. Thank you so much, Dori. It's such a great honor, you know, really being on your radio. It's an amazing show that you have. I am a great believer in what you do as well. You know, there are different platforms through which we can empower women, and you've chosen to use radio. And I really want to thank you so much for the amazing wisdom that you're sharing with women as well by your radio show and your, you know, consistent partnering with the Total Woman Conference year after year, just to bring this amazing resource to the attention of your listeners. So thank you.
Well, you know what, it's my pleasure. And as I said, Jamie actually has to go, so I'm going to bring her in, and I want to just share a little bit of information about Jamie Callie Messia. And have am I pronouncing your name right? Let me know.
It's Jamie Callie Masha, but it's a hard
Masha
name to pronounce.
Okay. Well, you know what, and I never think to ask. It's like, you know, and then I'm there at the end. But anyway, Jamie's the senior producer of the very popular Better Connecticut show on Channel 3. Prior to taking the helm of Better Connecticut, she served as manager in the news department, most recently overseeing the station's number one morning news. And since her start at WFSB in September of 2004, she's produced every newscast at the station. She has such an amazing bio. I could go on and on and on, but since we only have you for half an hour,
I'd rather you go on and on.
Pardon? Right, and the check's in the mail.
Thank you.
Well, I want to ask you, as one of the Master of Ceremonies, how do you really feel your, what do you feel your role is here, and what are you sharing?
Well, I just hope to share a little bit about, you know, my story and how I balance being a professional woman and being a mom. I have two young children. I have a husband at home. So it's always a juggle. So anything I can do to inspire other women to do what they love and what they do best, I think really would be a goal for me. And just to kind of guide the program along, there's so many amazing women who are involved in this conference. This is my first year being a part of it, and I'm so honored to be a part of it. And I just hope to help everyone along in the afternoon to really get the most of it.
So as a mompreneur, I mean, you know, and for me, I mean, my kids are grown and gone, And the reality is our show moved from Thursday to Friday because my 24-year-old son needed me. And I have, because the job of mom comes first.
Always,
you
always.
Know? Exactly. And so it is, you know, it's amazing to find that balance and share a bit of your story. Share what you're going to be sharing with the women who aren't going to be able to be there.
Well, I mean, my story started, I had a very supportive family. I went through school. I knew from an early age that I wanted to be in television. Originally, I wanted to be on camera. As I went through my schooling and the beginning of my career, I felt empowered being behind the scenes. And I started in the news department, and I've done all shifts, all hours of the night. And over the course of working here at Channel 3, I've gotten engaged, gotten married, had two children. I have a 5-year-old son, and my daughter will be 3 next week. And it's really a learning process, and I think we're so critical on ourselves. And we see other women and we think, oh, everyone just has it together all the time. And it's hard for us. And I think the reality is it is hard. And you just always have to do the best that you can. And we need to cut ourselves some slack sometimes because we're all trying our hardest and we all put our families first. And if you do something you love, it makes it a little easier.
Well, without a doubt. And you know, I remember my son asking me one time when I thought I was going to retire. And I said, I am retired. It's only work if you don't like it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right?
And I'm very fortunate to have a job that I love. And the show is so fun, and it's a great platform for me. I worked in news for a long time, and I just started working with Better Connecticut in September. And it's so refreshing to me because we get to tell the good side of the news and we get to tell people stories that inspire them. And it's just really where I am in my life right now. And it makes me feel good to come to work every day. And I work with some fabulous people, you know, the hosts, Kara Sunlin and Scott Haney. They're so fun. And we have a really good time, but we also get to tell stories that will inspire people to do things. And we actually just started a new series that we do once a week called A Better World, where we highlight people who are doing things to make the world a better place. And I had that idea after the tragedy in Newtown. And I just thought, wow, what can we do to inspire others to be kind and to do good things for their friends and their neighbors? And if I can do a little bit, if I can inspire one person, then, you know, I've succeeded.
Well, and you know what? What is that saying? If you know, one person, you can change the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the whole power of one.
Mm-hmm. And that's what we try to do.
Absolutely. And if I may just, you know, jump in right there. And that, I think that's the whole concept and the whole theme of the Total Woman Conference. It's just about inspiring one another to our greatness, into our destiny, because we all have it within us. You know, we all have something that, you know, we can bring and give to the world. You know, like Jamie, you're talking about a better world. We all have it in us. And this year, that's kind of, you know, the way the theme of the conference is about locating your destiny, locating that gift, that calling, that passion, that thing that you have within you that, you know, maybe unlocked, and, you know, bringing, you know, women into an atmosphere where they can be inspired to release whatever their gifts are and see other women who are doing it, who, like Jamie, you know, are trying, balancing everything, you know, juggling everything, you know. And so, you know, they look at people like Jamie, they look at people, the women who are on the panel will be speaking, and all the other women, Mandy, you know, and they say to themselves, you know what, if they can, I can. If they can, I can. And then these women also then just share tips to the strategies. And I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome that, you know, I'm really kind of really impressed now with WFSB, and, you know, and kudos to you, Jamie.
Thank
because.
You.
You know, because television is becoming more and more negative and sensationalized.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started my TV show on local community television, and I'm sure Dory, that might also have been what informed you to start your radio show, because there's too much negativity out there. And when you you know, watch mainstream media, oftentimes it's just negative, negative, and negative. And so, really, like I said, kudos to you, Jamie, and to WFSB for really coming to want to improve and better, you know, the community
Thank
and
inspire
the community. You're welcome.
Well, I think it's so important, too, that people hear about good things, because if you just keep hearing about the negative, I think you become jaded and then, you know, you're sad all the time.
I so completely agree. And you know, for me here on Word of Mom Radio, we're here to empower women. We're here to talk about amazing, wonderful women who, again, you know, some work from home, some have built businesses out of their home. Someone like you who works out of the house and still has to balance being mommy and everything mm-hmm. else. And you know, it is that empowerment, that support of each other that is a wonderful thing. And even, you know, for me, I lived in Shelton for 10 years. So mm-hmm. when you're saying what inspired you after Newtown, I mean, my kids played on that field.
Mm-hmm.
I knew one of the teachers. I knew one of the moms.
It's
the whole thing. It was just, and what was amazing, it was everywhere. I mean, I was in New York for Christmas, and my nieces, everyone, were sitting around at Christmas just going, "There, it's just in the air.
Mm-hmm.
So much sorrow, and I can't live in the negative. I just can't." I had a friend who just, she was 44, died, walked out to her car with her infant son in his crib and her 3-year-old watching cartoons. Turned out she had an enlarged heart, go figure, because if you knew her, she was one of the most amazing women ever. Her heart fluttered, and she died. And that was it.
You never know.
You know?
Well, speaking of Newtown, Kara and I and our photographer went a few weeks back. We went to Newtown, and we're doing a series on how the town is healing and what good and loving and kind things have come out of such an awful tragedy, because no one wants to hear about December 14th anymore. You know,
right.
You remember and you never forget those children, but the violence, no one wants to talk about that day when you go there anyway. And they really are doing some amazing things in the community to help each other heal and to help the children heal. So starting next week, we're going to run a story every day on our show about how the good things that have come out of the tragedy.
Wow.
It was life-changing. It was life-changing for us to go down there.
Hmm.
Yes, and it's just great to highlight the stories, you know, the stories and the good things, like you said, Jamie, because, you know, otherwise it's just, you know, it can be depressing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It focuses on the negativity. And then, to me, you know, negativity, evil wins. But we're trying to, you know, highlight the stories. And you know, I know, you know, I'm trying to tie it back in, you know, with what's going on April 20th at the Total Women Conference. Because one of the key components, as you would recall, Jamie, I beg your pardon, Dory, I keep mixing up all the names now. And I
go ahead.
Yeah. You know, is that we have an applaud component. You see, the entire theme of the Total Women Conference is captured in that CARE acronym, the CARE, you know, the one day of total care for the total woman. And the the A is the applaud component, where, because, you know, we often, you know, with the achievements and contributions, especially of women in business, in the community, and in family, are often overlooked. And, you know, so, you know, that's one of the major components that where we are highlighting those women of distinction, you know, who are overcome and are highlighting their success stories. And then the Connecticut Secretary of State, Denise Mary, will come and present the award. And I just really now, with hindsight pretty much, you know, see why, you know, Jamie's involved. I see why I just felt drawn to her, why my spirit kept felt drawn to her. And it's because, you know, she has shared the same philosophy. So they're going to highlight the healing, the stories of people doing great things in the community. And, you know, it ties in with exactly what we're also doing one day, in, you know, face-to-face now, live, in person, rather than, you know, through, you know, television or media, but bringing a live event together. And that's one of what we do. And so they're going to be four, I think, in total, four Women of Distinction award recipients this year. And we introduced one to encourage women to really step up and take action. And we called it the Action Woman Award. And so that's all part of also the agenda on April 20th. And I just know it's just going to be totally life-changing and just awesome to be able to not highlight their stories and inspire others.
Well, and you know what? It's a great gift to be able to inspire others. It really, truly is. You know, having gone down and you know, being at the funeral and seeing friends of mine, this is why I love Facebook. And, you know, every time I hear somebody say, oh, I spend too much time online and networking and Facebook and Twitter and things, I'm like, you're not just not doing it right. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't have this radio show if it weren't for Twitter. Actually, this show wouldn't be here if it weren't for Linda Alexander and Debbie Barth and the Three Wise Girls and the show that we all three did together. And I did a two-part segment on mompreneurs, and Linda called me and she said, you know what, you found a niche and you really need to go for it. And it's funny because it was all during the time everything happened with Tiger Woods, and they wanted to do a show about it. And I'm like, you know what, I'm not going to do it. That is his business. Mm-hmm. That is between he and his wife. And that's it. And I don't want to be part of stuff like that. It's just not me. I can't do that. I can't do negative. It just is a waste of time for me. It's hurtful. It drains energy. It's just, I want, there's too many wonderful things. So I so applaud what you are doing, Jamie. Mm-hmm. And I also applaud your work with the Carly May Foundation. And I'd love for you to share that with our listeners.
Well, I have a dear friend who I've known for 13 years, who he and his wife had lost their daughter tragically after 19 hours. His wife went into labor early, and they wanted to help other parents who were going through a difficult time, so they started the foundation, the Carly May Foundation, in their daughter's name, and they're raising money for parents who have babies in the NICU at, right now, Yale New Haven Hospital, but they hope to expand that, just to cover living expenses, the things that you don't think of when you have a sick child, parking, meals, if they need to stay in a hotel because they don't live near the hospital, things that these parents shouldn't have to worry about when they're, you know, their number one priority should be their child getting better. So, I volunteer my time with them, and we actually have our first fundraiser coming up this Sunday. It's a motorcycle ride, and it starts in the parking lot near Yale, the Dwight Orchard parking lot, and it ends up at Bar None in Derby, and I'll be emceeing the reception that starts at 1 o'clock. It's $20, and we're just really trying to raise awareness of, you know, this horrible situation that these parents have found themselves in, and just trying to help them.
No,
awesome.
Bless you, bless you for doing that. I'm so proud of you.
Well, thank you.
I really
I had two healthy children.
You know, looking at
my husband works
probably
at Yale.
Old enough to be your mom. So, you know, which always really wigs me out because I used to be the youngest person around. And I'm still 17 in my soul, but, you know, it is
well,
what
I
it,
am
is
too.
It is. Oh, you know what? My daughter's going to be 21 in July. When she turned 20 last year, I was like, well, it's official. Mommy's the last teenager in the family.
Oh, well, I mean, I had two healthy children, and I'm, you know, I have so many friends who have had difficulties and, you know, whether it be a miscarriage or a premature child, and I'm so thankful for my healthy children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'd do if I was put in their situation. And, you know, one of my coworkers had a baby in the NICU for a very long time, and you don't think of those things, and you shouldn't have to. And I think that's the whole point of the foundation. These parents should not have to think of these everyday things.
Right.
And a lot of times it could be a real financial burden. And it shouldn't be something they should be worried about. They should be they're in 100% focus should be on their babies. So I really hope to make a difference with the foundation.
Well, you know, I have had family, my brothers, my first niece was 5 weeks early. My cousin actually was 2.5 months early. Her hearing never developed, and she's a champion rider. I mean, she's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've had experience, family and friends. So really, again, I'm so proud of the work that you're doing, and really,
thank
I'm so
you.
Glad to. What is there a website? Is there an address that you can share with our listeners? And I'll put it up in the chat room.
They have a Facebook page. They're working on the website. It's a fairly new foundation. This is our first fundraiser. But it's, if you go on, it's Facebook/Carly, K-A-R-L-I, May, M-A-E, Foundation.
Well, I'm putting it in our chat room now.
Awesome.
And when is the fundraiser again?
It's this Sunday. It starts from the Dwight Orchard parking lot in New Haven. That's along Legion Avenue. It's right near Yale New Haven Hospital. And the ride begins at 11:30. And it's about an hour-long route, and it ends at Bar None in Derby. We're going to have an awesome time. We're going to have a huge party. The reception officially starts at 1 o'clock. We have Hazard County, that's a really popular band in the Naugatuck Valley. They're going to be playing all day. There's going to be food. It's $20 for the reception, and, I mean, you get food. You get the band. And then we'll have a silent auction as well and a 50-50 raffle. If any motorcycle riders want to ride, it's also $20 and $10 for a passenger. So it's going to be really fun. I'm really looking forward to it. So I hope we get a lot of people coming out.
Well, having been part of the Ride for Autism last year up in Albany, we broadcasted Word of Mom Radio from there. It was their second one, 280 bikers. Showed
wow.
up for this ride.
Wow, that's amazing.
It was the most remarkable. I've seen bikers go by, and whenever I do, if I'm driving, I beep my horn because they're the best, and they ride for
absolutely.
Everything.
Absolutely.
They go out, they
we've
put their money
really
down to ride their bank. It's to, you know, to, they really are. They're the best, and they support so many amazing causes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time, you know, there I was interviewing people before the ride, and watching 280 bikes, more than half having passengers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, 600 people maybe that took off on those bikes in
it's
one
amazing.
Shot, 280 of them. It's remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely a remarkable thing. So I wish you all the success.
Thank you so
and
much.
And you know what? I tell you, year after year after year, it will grow. And I hope you'll come back and share it on Word of Mom Radio
absolutely.
Next year.
I would love to.
You know, I'm going to be in Florida, or I'd be at the Total Woman Conference, and, you know, doing the media. You know, I just, you know how it is. And right now in my life, really, it's interesting. My kids are all grown and gone, and I kind of feel like Kane from Kung Fu, if anybody remembers that show, where God just keeps putting me where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Florida. I came back up for Easter and my son's birthday is next week. The day I got here was the day that my friend died. And so here I am, and then my son, and I'm just right where I'm supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, boom, have to go back down to Florida because I have work that I'm doing there. And it's just an amazing thing to be in that place. So, but that's why I'm not going to be at the conference. So I'm so
oh.
sorry that I won't get to meet you face-to-face. You know, you too, Mandy, and I'm sorry that I will not see. I keep calling her Bola, but it really is Princess Bola. And for those of you who want to know more about it, and if she's really a princess, I'll tell you what she's going to tell you. You'll have to go to her website, royalproclamations.com, and find out.
Thank you, Dory. Thank you for that, Dory. You know how I want to say something to Jamie before you get off the line. As you were sharing about your foundation, you know, and what you do with that, and you know, it just struck me that it's amazing how much resource is there. Not just because we're talking women today, but how much resource is out there for women to tap into as they journey in life, whether they are the point of at the crossroads where, like, you know, your foundation, they lost a child, a baby, an infant, or whether it's a job loss, or whether it's a business thing, whatever it is, there is so much out there. And, you know, I still come across this mentality where women want to do it alone, where they have to be superwoman, you know, and that asking for help or acknowledging that they're going through is some form of weakness, and where, you know, they're putting up all this front of superwoman, and then, you know what happens? They're overwhelmed, they're stressed, they're, you know, women are the number one killers of heart disease, is now mm-hmm. women. And, you know, I wonder why, you know, we are still in that place where there's so much that is out there for us, but we somehow don't want to take enough time to care for ourselves.
I completely agree. I think we're so critical on ourselves, and I think, you know, we're so hard on ourselves, and it's okay to ask for help. It's hard. It's hard to be a mom. It's hard to be a mom who works full-time. It's hard to be, even if you don't work, being a mom is hard. Being a full-time employee somewhere is hard. And, you know, we all have our own struggles, and I think it's really important to ask for help and to ask advice of other women. There are women who have been through it before us, and they did it with success, and they have wisdom. And I think that it's so important to, you know, take advantage of that and ask other women how they do it and what's your secret. And I think we could all benefit from that. And that's what I'm so excited to be, you know, the master of ceremonies for the conference, because I think we can all learn from each other.
Absolutely. And why do you think women still struggle with this kind of, it's a limiting belief? Why, what do you think is it? Well, it's not just that we're critical of ourselves. It's more than that. It's more like we don't value ourselves. We don't think we are important enough to put ourselves on the agenda and mm-hmm. say, you know what, I'm taking this day off, this Saturday, one time in a year, you mm-hmm. know, I'm not going to run the kids around. I'm going to make the plans, and I'm going to be there and invest in me, in my self-care, because I can only give what I have. You can't give what you don't have. But I still come across it a lot, whereby mm-hmm. either the women, you know, they're challenged, they're thinking, oh, Princess Bola, why did you put it on a Saturday? Oh, or they say, you know, oh, you know, I can't afford that, my employer should pay, or, you know, or something. I still come across that, and I'm thinking, what is the problem with us? When are we going to get over that kind of belief or that mm-hmm. fear that, you know, we are somehow not worthy of, you know, but we nurture everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I know, Mandy, you're there in the background. I don't know whether you have, you know, some thoughts on that. I'm not taking over your interviewing here, but is this something that I've struggled with and see over and over with some of my clients, and there's a particular mindset that I'm trying to change, you know, there's that's part of my mission to transform, because before you can transform an individual, you've got to transform their thinking and their values and their philosophy.
Right. Well, you know, hey, Jamie, we haven't actually met, but hi.
Hi.
It's been wonderful just listening to you and hearing your heart and what you do. And, you know, one of the things that, before you go, I wanted to just catch you and kind of what Princess Bola is saying, but I'm just sensing that what you do with your life, your actual work that you get paid to do, which is your job, mm-hmm. your 9-to-5 or whatever the crazy hours you work are, that you love what you do and that there's such meaning. And just this Newtown project that you are doing just is so incredible, because I can see your heart in that. I can see it's not just a job. This is like mm-hmm. your life work that you're actually earning an income through. And then I see that you have this foundation that you're part of or you volunteer at. And I just see an overflow from that. And I'm so privileged and excited to meet you and that you're going to be part of this conference, because I think that who you are is going to be is really just offering almost like a role model for women to look at, because everyone wants to have meaning in their job, you know, and mm-hmm. everybody wants to have be able to feel like they go to work in the morning or they run a business for something more than just a paycheck. And I feel like you've hit on that. And some people don't feel so lucky. They feel like, yeah, but I'm just stuck in whatever the job is. But we really hope that this conference will help people to just be able to tune into what their gifts are and see how they can use that in their job, or maybe make a change or do something else, even if it's, you know, join a foundation. But it's so important to have meaning and purpose, because mm-hmm. otherwise that job can become a job, which is the last thing we want it to become our work, our life, you know. And I just see that in you, and I'm very encouraged and very excited to meet you and just meet you in person.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm excited to meet you as well.
Thanks. Thanks, Jamie.
Well, you know, and again, for me, it's so much fun to just be able to share. For those of you just tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking about the Total Woman Conference that's happening on the 21st of this month in West Hartford. We have our guests here with us, and I wanted to say hello to one of our mompreneur-made and approved product and service providers and sponsors here on Word of Mom Radio, Financial Services, and it's Financially Authentic with Beth Marshall. And here's what she has to say about what she does. You know, she says, when I work with my clients, I want to help them learn how to make a proactive and powerful financial decision to support their desired lifestyle, even if their desired lifestyle requires some temporary adjustments to get things under control financially. Let's purposely shift the financial dynamic that keeps people awake at night because they're spending more than they make or they can't figure out how to tackle their debt. Time to start a revolution of people who are financially powerful. And Beth is a friend of mine in life and, you know, here as one of our sponsors on Word of Mom Radio. And you can find out about all of our fabulous mompreneur made and approved product and service providers on our website at wordofmomradio.com/MMM/. And it's just an amazing group of women who support our show. We have Renee, who's our resident health nut, Renee Sullivan, and you can find her at resully.com. She's always here in our chat room with us, and just another one of our fabulous mompreneur sponsors. And I just, for me, it's such a blessing to be able to be on this social media journey and come across all of these amazing women and have the opportunity to share the work that they're doing. And you were listening, Mandy was talking, and she's one of the keynote speakers, and what she's speaking about is the vehicle to your financial destiny. And she's an ordained minister, a published author, an artist, and award-winning entrepreneur. She started her direct sale in 2007, and those of you who listen to Word of Mom Radio know a lot of women in that industry because it's such an amazing industry. And within a year, she was promoted to director and is currently a senior director. Through her direct selling business, she's earned trips, her car, you know, jewelry, everything for her 15 sales and over $500,000 in a calendar year. And as a senior director, she oversees a sales team of over 300 consultants. She also is the founder of The Art of Faith, an art gallery that creates unique collections of inspirational paintings, greeting cards, and art prints, and her work can be found in private collections, churches, and corporations in the U.S. and internationally. She's also the creator of Color for Your Day, a weekly encouragement blog for over 500 subscribers, and the author of Remember to Leave Your Footprint. She's presently working on her second book. So, Jamie, I wanted you to know a little about Mandy before you leave.
I know. I have to run to a meeting, but it was so nice talking to all of you. And,
Thank you.
I really hope that people will come out to the Total Women's Conference and come in and meet me and all the other fabulous women who are a part of it.
Well, and we look forward to it. And good luck this Sunday at your event.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So thank you so much for being here with us on Word of Mom Radio, Jamie.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck with the meeting.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Bye, Jamie.
Bye.
Well, and we're back. Hey, so, Mandy.
Yeah.
A keynote speaker. Tell us what you really see as your role here and why you are doing what you're doing. And I can't wait to hear your journey and everything that you're doing. Because as I said, if, you know, listeners of our show know that you know, direct selling for me is a huge industry, and a lot of the women that we share have built amazing businesses, Renee being one of them, in that marketplace. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of the model. I really am, because it really has enabled so many women to build a business and raise their families and create it on their time and their schedule, and it becomes what they want it to be, a little or a lot.
Yeah.
So it's
absolutely
an amazing thing to be able to bring that kind of control into people's lives.
Yeah.
So tell us, share your journey with us.
Yeah. Well, Dory, one of the things I see myself bringing to this conference is the fact that I'm I would say I'm an unbusinesswoman. Excuse my slang, but I had no experience as a businesswoman. I trained as a teacher and an artist, and I went into business because I had a financial need, and just me stepping out of my comfort zone took me into a whole nother world. And so I really hope to offer that to ladies who are a little bit apprehensive or they don't see themselves as a salesperson. I'd like to bring that to the table at the conference. I'm not only speaking to people about direct selling at this conference, I'm speaking to them about any type of business, whether it's working for an employer or actually owning their own business or being a service provider, whatever that means. I believe in women at work, and I believe in what women can bring to the workplace and to their own lives through that. So I'm not all about only the direct selling market. I just wanted to just stipulate that straight away, because I feel like there's just so much that we can do and that it's not always with a big company. Now, I did really, really well as a direct salesperson, and I'll talk about that in a minute, but what I really wanted to share was how I got into that, because I'm not a party plan kind of lady. Like, I was not the kind of lady having a jewelry party or makeup party at my house every week, which is generally how the direct selling model goes with parties. And so when I was approached to possibly do this direct selling, I thought, well, I'm not really that kind of gal. I don't even have parties at my house, let alone me being the lady to actually be the salesperson. So I was a little apprehensive, but I had a need. And so for that reason, I thought, I'm just going to step out of my comfort zone and I'm just going to try this. But I want to just rewind a little bit, if you can just work with me and just go back about 3 years before that opportunity came, because I believe I had a preparation season in my life. And that was, I was putting my children through private schooling. And that is like one of the biggest whys for me as to why I joined this business that I joined, is that I just believed in the school. I was so happy that my kids were doing so well. And any of you moms that are listening know that that is such a driving force for us, isn't it? That we'll die for our kids. And so so I needed money to get my kids through another year of this public school. And at that point, a couple of years before I started the direct selling business, I didn't even know about direct selling. And I just thought to myself, how am I going to get money into my hands? I don't know, because I didn't have a job as a teacher at the time. I wasn't certified in Connecticut. I'm actually from South Africa. So I didn't have, really had no way of making an instant income. I needed to earn an income within like 2 months. And so what I did was I thought to myself, what do I have in my hands? What do I have that I can offer other people? And, you know, one of the things that women struggle with often is they have an incredible gift, because everyone has gifts, but sometimes we struggle to realize that it is a gift, because all of our gifts come so easily to us. You know, if you're gifted in something, you don't think it's a gift. You think it's normal. And so my gift was, well, I'm a teacher. I'm just naturally a teacher, but I'm an artist. And so I thought, well, you know, I could teach art lessons, but, you know, that's just so, could that really bring an income in? And I started to self-doubt. But you know what? I've made a decision. I'm going to start a little art school. And so I didn't have money for rent. I couldn't just go out and rent a studio. So I spoke to my family, and we decided to make a sacrifice and turn my living room into an art room. Our living room, which became my studio. And so the family lived without a living room, but we turned this room into an art studio, and within 2 months, we had a full-time studio going every day of the week, Monday to Friday. I had a huge homeschool network that I connected with, and a lot of adults as well. And so from within 2 months, I was earning the income I needed to put both these kids through very expensive public school. And that was an experience for me, because that first month when I took in my paycheck, I couldn't believe it. I looked at that money and I thought, I made that money doing what I love. I made that money and it was easy for me. It was such an aha moment, because I thought, to do business, you had to go to business school, or you had to be some, you know, some person that people recognize as a business person. And this was little Mandy doing what Mandy loved to do, and people were paying me to do it. So that's what I really want to share with women. I believe women have, every woman has amazing gifts. Sometimes we need to tap into what they are. But it was this experience that gave me the courage to do this direct selling, because I thought to myself, you know what, if I could have done that art school and made the money I wanted to make, I had to sacrifice things to do that. But if I could do that, then I could maybe do this direct selling business. And so I was a little apprehensive, but I went into it and I thought to myself, I'll give myself 6 months and I'm going to really work this business really, really hard. But at the end of 6 months, I'm going to look back and see if I've come anywhere, and I'm going to see if this is really working, if this actually can make money. And plus, I doubted the fact that I'm not really a salesperson, so I doubted myself as the ability to sell. I'm not confrontational. I don't like confronting people. I don't like making people feel like they're manipulated into something. So I just took my personality into the business and thought, if I can work this business around my personality and be happy and, you know, I step out of my comfort zone, we can do it. And so within 6 months, I had made progress. Not huge progress, but enough progress to see that this was going somewhere. And then within the year, I hit my biggest milestone, which was that directorship. And from that year, it was just an increase. You know, every year just increased. My business doubled. For 5 years, it doubled, which is huge. My husband's a finance guy, so he did all the graphs, and it blew him away to see the power in this business.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, so it was just it has been a wonderful journey for me. I really would love to inspire women with my journey.
What do you sell?
What's that?
What do you sell?
I sell spa products. Beauty Control is the name of our company. And have you heard of Beauty Control, Dory?
I have actually never heard of it.
All right. Beauty Control is actually based in Texas. And Connecticut, we call it like a Beauty Control virgin territory because there aren't that many consultants in Connecticut. I mean, if you go to Texas, you will see the little red Mustangs just about in a lot of places because our red Mustangs are our signature car, although now they're bringing in a Mercedes. But I earned my red Mustang within 2 years, and the company gave it to me. There was no lease agreement. It was a done deal. They gave me the keys and the title, which was awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
How cool was that?
Yeah. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. And so, I think at one time they were four of us driving around with our little red Mustangs in Connecticut, but in Texas, where this is homegrown, it's all over the place. So it's a very good place to be growing this business in Connecticut, and there's a lot of consultants doing that in Connecticut right now. I'm actually, this is an interesting conference for me because I said to Princess Bola when she asked me to speak, I said, well, you know, I'm actually transitioning out of Beauty Control from a director perspective. And I'm still working with Beauty Control. I probably will work Beauty Control till the day I die because I love the product and I love the business and I love everything. And I have a quite a large group of ladies that buy from me. And so that's great. But the director role that I have had for seven years, I am moving out of. I'm at the process of shifting out of that because I'm in a transition where I don't have time for that. And I've had to come to that place in my life where I've had to make a hard choice. And that's another thing we're going to be talking about is transitions. You know, sometimes when you make a transition in your life, you have to make a hard choice. And, you know, we don't like to leave behind good things, but we have to strategize our lives. And we have to strategize the direction that we're going in. We've got to make sure that we're going in the direction of our dreams. And from the time I started Beauty Control, I told all of my directors with the company, I mean, the company knew from that get-go, I said to them, I'm going to do Beauty Control as my financial vehicle until I reach where I need to be, and then I'm going to do what I really want to do. And what I really want to do is I want to do my art, and I want to do my ministry, and I want to be able to really devote my life to that. And so I'm at that point now where I'm so happy and blessed that I'm able to actually transition into that. And I say that transition, it's a strange way for me. I mean, it still feels weird for me to say that because Beauty Control is still very much part of my life, but I'm transitioning in my role. So from being a director, I'm now going to be an executive VIP, which means that I don't have to mentor so many women, which is, as you can imagine, quite time consuming.
Yeah,
well, you know what? Let's face it. That's the idea of building this kind of a business, is getting to, you know, when you, I mean, because let's face it, any kind of direct selling market that you are in, you have the opportunity, if you're just looking to make a little bit of money, you can make a little bit of money. You're just trying to supplement a little something. You can go for where you are. that is, again, where it becomes your own business, your own thing.
Right.
But for people that have really worked it and worked it well, that's the ultimate.
It's
being able to get to that point where it's like, this is what you're, but this is the dream that you're telling everyone else. That, look,
right.
if you do this, you can actually get to the point in your life where you really don't have to work again, and it's just going to keep making you money.
Right.
Because you've built enough of a business.
Right, exactly. It's that flywheel effect, and it really works in direct selling. And then, you know, the other thing is not only financially, but you build relationships in this business like nothing else. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And it's just wonderful to be part of a network of people that will always be part of my network, you know, from a relational point of view as well. And in whatever business I find myself in, because I'm the kind of woman that I love doing different things. I love adventures. You know, I'm not going to do one thing my whole life. And so I just love to know people, and I love to connect with people. And I think a lot of women are like that, and that's why I think a lot of women do really well at direct selling, because we love talking, we love girlfriends, we love relationships, and the whole business is based around that. And we get to make money whilst we do that, you know?
You know what? Absolutely.
So the cool thing also, you know, is, you know, and you touched on it, Mandy, is about this transitional season, and you know, you're sharing about how you fell into your quote unquote your financial destiny and freedom, you know, from a place of desperation. And where we are as a nation, we're in a place of transition. Our nation is transitioning. Our culture is transitioning. Our values are transitioning. Our economy is transitioning. Everything is transitioning. And a lot of women, and I'm sure you found it, Dory, a lot of your listeners are in some shape or form, in some form of transition. Even you're transitioning now into a different kind of stage of motherhood. You know, your kids are all grown. You're at the empty nest now and probably expected to be a grandma and all that. It's a transition for you. So
see,
a lot of
See, for me, my kids left. See, Princess Bola, for me, my kids left, and I flew the nest. That's actually what happened. They moved out, and I moved back to New York. You know, my kids were like, what? I was like, I'm a car ride away. I'm 3 hours away. It's not a big deal. I just like living upstate. And then a very dear friend of mine got sick. And, well, she's been sick for years, but I wasn't in a position to do anything about it. Her husband's been ill. They have a 17-year-old son who's, oh, you know, boys will be boys will be boys. And so I packed up the car and drove to Florida. Because for me and my business, as long as I have a phone and a computer, it doesn't matter where I am. I have inventory in the car, everything I need. I don't have a direct selling company, Mandy. I have a business called Safety First Bag. We have a line of clear bags and backpacks and sports and travel,
awesome.
Our checkpoint-friendly laptop bags are we sponsor on our Word of Mom radio show for our jet-setting mompreneurs, and that way you don't have to remove your laptop when you fly. We work
that
with TSA.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
So you can go to our Word of Mom website, go to wordofmomradio.com/offer.com, because we have a special offer for all our listeners, discounted prices, no shipping. Renee can attest to the fact that I rarely talk about what I do on the show, and I know I should, especially because we're one of the sponsors. You know, I always make sure to remember to talk about our other mompreneur product and service providers, but most of the time I forget to say, hey, you know what, I'm a mompreneur product provider too. But yeah, I left the nest. And so when I got back up here, you know, it was so great because I was here for Easter. I mean, because there's things you're just not going to miss. My son's 25th birthday is April 12th. I can't believe I'm going to have a child that's a quarter of a century old. Totally just blowing my mind completely. And so, you know, here for his birthday and just then going back down, coming back up. My daughter's 21 in July. So I'm kind of free to move about the world. And this is the first time since 1986 I haven't had anybody to be responsible for but me. Because like I always tell my kids, I gave you wings to fly. And so I'm so glad they're all living on their own. They're you know, wonderful people. And I'm so proud to be their mom.
That's wonderful.
And it's such a joy now because I firmly believe if you do the mom thing right, I wasn't there to be their friend when they were growing up. I was their mom. But, you know, they're adults now. And so while I'm still their mom, that friendship part is there, that real joy at getting to spend time with each other and, you know, and everything else. And last night as my son's cat was having kittens at my feet, I, you know, sending pictures to the kids. I'm like, here's the first one. You know, it's just, it's so much fun. And it is, it's such a blessing.
That's
to
wonderful.
Be, and again, with the Total Woman Conference and what we're sharing here on Word of Mom Radio, what you do in your business, what Princess Bola does with her show and royalproclamations.com and everything else, we are here making a difference for women, making a difference for those women. And I'm sure you heard it, Mandy, when you started your direct selling business out of your living room, when people looked at you and said, so when are you going to just quit this and get a real job?
Right.
And look where you are now. And
yeah.
So many of the moms have had to hear that in our lifetime. Of when are you going to quit this nonsense and get a real job? And, you know, you believe in who you are, you believe in what you do, and you empower each other. And that's why, to me, word of mom advertising, there's no stronger. You have word of mouth, and then there's word of mom. And that's why there's word of mom radio, because
right.
we are our best. We are our best advocates. We are going to toot our friends' horns before we toot our own, you know, and that's why we're here to do what we do. And again, I say it all the time, I just feel so blessed that I am here and these amazing women, women like you, come on this show and share who they are with everybody. And it's such a joy. It really, truly is. Mandy, let us know how we can find you. What is your website? I'll put it up in the chat room and everything.
All right, great. Thank you. Well, it's very easy if you could spell my name, which is not the easy part. It's just my name. It's www.mandyadendorf.com. And that Adendorf is A-D-E-N-D-O-R-F-F, as in Frank. So it's just my name. And that will get you to my my art website. It will also get you to my blog. And then my Beauty Control website is a long website. I'm going to just give it to you, and it's a long one. It's www.beautypage.com/Mandy Adendorf. But if anyone would like to
What's an upward slash? You mean forward slash?
Forward slash, yeah.
Okay, beautypage.com/
Mandy Adendorf, my name again. If you can just spell that last name, you've got them both.
All righty. I am putting up the links in the chat room. And for those of you listening now or who tune into our archive, because, again, that's what makes Word of Mom Radio so much fun, is that our archives are here to make the show live on your time. So it doesn't matter when you get here because the show is always there for you. So it's my favorite part because, believe me, there are so many shows I go back and listen to so I can really hear what's going on because I'm listening, I'm chatting, I'm in the chat room, I'm posting, and it's always so much fun to go back and really, really get to share the conversation you know, by listening to it.
Dory, you know, you were saying that, you are kind of, you've been able to, I was listening to you and as how you were sharing and you moved to, how you moved to back upstate and you're doing the things you love and all of that now. But, you know, for many women, it's not easy to transition in their, in their transitional season. They kind of actually feel stuck, you know, they feel stuck, they feel afraid sometimes, you know, they feel alone, and, you know, and that's why this year, the theme of the Total Woman Conference on April 20th is focused on helping women to navigate that season. Because not everybody is like you. I mean, I've been faced with with Dory. That's actually how I got to know her. We were both in the state of Connecticut elevator pitch contest, and she won. I think I was the runner-up. She was the runner-up. So you've always been a very strong, articulate, confident woman. I don't know how you came about that. But, you know, unfortunately, not every woman is is like that. And not every woman can say, hey, you know what? Oh, my transitional season, I'm empty nest, I'm filling the nest, I'm going forward, I'm doing this, you know. Not every woman can withstand the pressure from kids, from family, wanting to them to continue in a certain path. Like you know, you just mentioned it casually in going, in conversation that, you know, your kids sometimes, they'll get a proper job, mom, and get good money and all that. But not a lot of women can really withstand that and hold their own and say, you know, this is what I want to do. And I'm recognizing that we're in this season of transition nationally and even globally, you know, and many women, I know many women who are out of job, and I'll be like, create your job, you know, just create
right.
your job. But they don't know how to. They don't have the confidence to. And that's the whole point of the conference. We bring people like Mandy, you know, who was there. She's been there, done that, because people want people they can relate to, people who are relatable, you know. So she was where they were a couple of years back. You know, her driving force was that, you know, she wanted to keep her kids in this parochial school, you know, and she was broke, you know, and she did something with that. She converted that. Use that desperation, that energy, and the rest is history. And, you know, but not every woman knows how to do that. And so that's the cool thing about the Total Woman Conference. We have an ABCD acronym. You know, I'm huge on acronyms. You know that. You know, we have this ABCD acronym for this theme this year about acquiring knowledge. You know, so just come and acquire the knowledge to help you transition, move from transition into position, move from where you are to where you really would like to be, move into destiny, you know. And then the B is for building community. And it comes now you with, I don't know whether you know this, Dory, but since the Total Woman Conference, I've moved from one-day gig to now doing, you know, like more quarterly, like in the summer we'll have a post-conference networking and educational seminar. So that people,
oh, that's great. That's great. I'll be back up in the summer.
Oh, that's
I'll be
awesome.
Back up in the summer, so make sure that I'm part of that. Although I'm going to be directing. It's actually amazing. You know, God put you where you are. Just the things that are going on. I'm actually going to be directing a show at the American Academy of Dramatic Arts, because long before Word of Mom Radio, I used to be director of theater in a college, and, you know, was doing theater professionally since I was 12, and kind of made that decision after my babies happened that I wanted to be home. So didn't do as much whenever I got the call, and somebody had tended to do everything more for fundraisers, whether it was for the, you know, AIDS Foundation or just everything that was going on with the, you know, cancer research or just all kinds of different things that artists lend their talents to. I would go down and do a show. As a matter of fact, we were laughing. You know, we had done a fundraiser for a friend of ours who had died, and we were creating a scholarship fund. And when they called me to do it, I was like, I can come the day, that last day for rehearsal. And George was like, everybody's got music in their hands, so I don't care if you don't even get to rehearsal. It's just, we want you in here. You know, and Mandy, as an artist, I'm sure you understand how that is when,
oh yeah,
you know, and so to have this opportunity that actually happened because of my friend dying and because of me reconnecting with people, and the fact that I'm going to be here, that I'm going to wind up directing this show and stuff like that. So I'm going to be around, and I would love, absolutely love to be part of what's going on this summer.
Oh, absolutely.
I love that you're splitting it up. I'm glad it's not going to be just one day anymore.
Yes, exactly, because the whole idea is to build community. You know, and we created something called the Total Woman Care Network. So now we build a family, and because women need to surround themselves, you know, so beyond the one day, you know, so you come, you acquire knowledge, but you now can build community. You can plug into a community of like-minded women who are going to support you as you transition, as you go journey life, as you, you know, face all the different changes and all of that. And then the C is for create strategies. And so it's really about also then coming and not only acquiring knowledge, building community, but creating a concrete strategies with measurable steps to really help you to plan, you know, and have a plan, you know, and then the D is to then ultimate reach destiny. So it's a really comprehensive A to D kind of ABCD kind of process of how to navigate your transitional season and reach your destiny and locate your gifts and your calling and your passions. And, you know, because sometimes we look at transitions as, you know, not so good, not positively, but then it can be the catalyst that will help you to unleash certain things in you that you didn't know you have in you. Like Mandy was sharing in her story, you know, a training as a teacher and an artist, you know, and then she went from that. She didn't know she had all these, you know, skills and gifts to be able to build an enterprise in her until you know, she was between that proverbial rock and a hard place. So, you know, just encouraging women really to take that time out, take that day out, April 20th. And, you know, registration has always been made affordable. Sometimes I say to myself, what are you doing, Bola? Are you running a nonprofit or a charity? Because it costs so much to rent some of these facilities, like the, you know, the one I'm using in Blueback Square, you know, and you know, the Simsbury Inn and the places, you know. But I want to just send out a message to women, you know, that they're valuable. I want to give them a nice treat. I want to put them in a nice environment. And so it's really very affordable. And, you know, I insist on it being affordable because that's when it can be inclusive and not exclusive. You know, I'm not trying to create an exclusive club, another kind of, you know, boys, girls, golf club, you know. That's not the point. I'm trying to empower and reach everyday women. And so really just kind of encourage your listeners to take advantage of this dynamic conference for the Total Woman and register at totalwomanconference.com.
You know, for those of you just tuning in, we're here on Word of Mom Radio. We are talking about the Total Woman Conference. And just, you know, so you have a little background on Princess Bola Adelani, who is the Total Success Coach and the Royal Proclamation CEO. She's the keynote speaker and the conference host. And this conference is Locating the Path to Your Destiny. And just a little background on her, after a career in corporate law, you know, she was in America's, you know, dream midwife, a spiritual money coach, and trust me, a queen of networking. She is that total success coach, and she chose to put aside her legal career to pursue her passion, which is really motivating people to gain knowledge, power, and skills to pursue their passions, live their dreams, and realize their fullest potential. And, you know, again, if you want to find out if she's really a princess, because I asked her that the first time I interviewed her, I was like, okay, so look, are you like, is it like that Queen Latifah thing, or are you really a princess? And she actually said to me, well, you'll have to go to my website, royalproclamations.com, find out, you know, go to my About Me page, and you'll find out at the bottom. So that's what I'm telling all our listeners, since that's what she told me, and I had to find out for myself. But we do know each other in person. It's so much fun because the relationships that you can create, you know, Renee is in the chat room. We're chatting back and forth, and we've still never met in person. And when I first had Renee on my show, because I met her on Twitter, she was just starting her business. And as Mandy was talking about her car, she popped up. Yeah, I got my car last year. I'm like, how come you don't tell me these things? You know, you should toot your own horn a little bit. So I'm tooting her horn for her. You know, go to ReSully, ReSully.com, and find out more about Renee, because, you know, I just love her to death. But this is why it's just such a gift. It really, truly is to be able to be in a place in your life that you can reach out to other people, whether it's in person, on the phone, on the air, through Facebook, through all of these places. It's amazing. It really, truly is. But nothing, like for me, being the old-fashioned girl I am, nothing replaces that face-to-face. Can't wait to finally see Bola again and be able to give her a nice big hug, because it's been a long time since we've actually seen each other. But, you know, because of Facebook and everything, you're always connected.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. I'm a believer in both mediums of communication. I feel like there's a certain energy that you get, you know, face-to-face that you can never get virtually, you know. And so it's really trying to create that balance. And I'm excited that you'll be back in town in the summer. I'm excited about all the things you're going to be doing, directing. I think that's awesome. So congrats on that, Dory.
Exciting. How amazing is that? It's so amazing.
Yes.
And
I
it's
know,
so funny because the woman who wrote the play that I'm directing, we were sitting after the funeral, and I was like, you know, it was so fun to run into everybody. And, you know, they laugh at me with my Facebook page. They're like, are you ever in a bad mood? They were like, if I'm having a lousy day, go to your Facebook page because you just share inspirational stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I just can't dwell on negative. It doesn't work for me. There's too many wonderful things that you can find.
But
as we were sitting there, I was like, you know, I got to say, being here, one of the guys that I was talking to, he looked at me, he was like, I would give anything for you to direct me one more time. And I was like, you know what? I miss that more than performing. More than anything I do in my life, directing was, I just adore working with people in that capacity. And she was like, I just got this grant to do this show, direct it for me this summer. And I was like,
wow.
Okay. Awesome. I know. You know, and that's what it's like, you know, God is just so good. And you're just always where you're supposed to be, no matter what, even in the negative, even in those things. Because, you know, let's face it, he didn't promise sunshine without rain, you know, and joy without sorrow and happy without sad and, you know, hot without cold. But it is what it is. And there's wonderful somewhere. There's some situation that you're going to find something that you can get that inspiration from, or, you know, just that person that gives you that smile sometimes. I give smiles all the time. They're so free, and people should give them away. Anyone who ever meets my eye, I always smile and say hello to. And I used to do that in Manhattan when I was living in the city. And people would always just be like, most people would just kind of look at me, but occasionally, you know, you get that person was like, hi, I'm giving that big smile back and stuff. And it's a nice thing. It's a nice thing to do for someone. You know, it really is. And and as Jamie was saying before when she was here, Jamie Kalimasha, who's one of the masters of ceremonies, who was here earlier in the show for those of you just tuning in now, and she's one of the producers of Better Connecticut, and she's focusing on the good. She's focusing her stories that she's producing on the good things that are going on. Because
That's what it's about.
We need to share that. And that's why I love this conference, because it is about that celebration. It is about that care. It's about that applause. It's about standing up and going, wow, look at what we're doing. Isn't it amazing?
Absolutely. And then there's the refresh, and there's all the de-stressing with spa treatments, cosmetology, massage therapy. And, you know, girls just want to have fun. So we still have fun. And so you remember, Diane Throne, which you invited back to your show last year, is also back this year. You know, she loved it so much. Last year was her first time, and she so loved the conference. Not only did it work out for her business, because she made some amazing contacts that really helped to drive business, but she said she just loved the whole concept of inner and outer, you know, focus, you know, the inner beauty and the self and the inspiration and the empowerment, as well as the outside. And so we do have that feature as well, and she'll be presenting as well. And so we have the image makeover and all that. And then, of course, then the equip, you know. So that's my philosophy. You can see that my total success system, it's a system, it's a different kind of system, because success, when people think about success coaches, and they think only about, you know, financial success or business success, But my philosophy is different, you know, because I'm a woman of faith. And so many other things drive me and the way I measure success. Yes, financial is part of it. I'm going to be real because, you know, I don't think that being broke is, sign of being successful. But at the same time, it's just not about financial success. For me, it's about your relationship, your health, your faith, and your, you know, and all those other good things, your body, even physically, how you manage your health and your body and your innate, so much more than that. And so I'm the total success coach, and that's what distinguishes me from everybody else, and that's what is my brand. So it's a total woman conference. Everything has to be total. It has to be holistic for me. And, you know, so bringing in different speakers, like Mandy is going to focus on this financial this year, you know, building an enterprise, building a business, growing a business. And she's going to share tips, tools, and strategies because it's amazing how this teacher, artist, who's not business-minded, who thought she wasn't business-minded, who doesn't have an MBA, you know, who didn't go to business school, build this phenomenal enterprise in such a short time and gained national recognition, you know, and award after award. And then, you know, there are going to be other speakers. We have a care panel. You know, we have corporate executives for women who are still, you know, in the workplace, who are career professionals. You know, we have, you know, the panel focused on spirituality. We have, you know, wellness and health, you know. And so it's a total care panel as well. And so there's just so much, you know, it's multidimensional, and there's just so much that, you know, people can get. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to April 20th, to be honest with you. I can't wait. You know, the slate is set, and, you know, it's just amazing and just, you know, encouraging. You know, as we're talking earlier, that many women still struggle with the sense of, you know, investment in themselves, in their self-care. They still, you know, continually battle that, and they feel guilty sometimes and all of that. And I don't know why, you know, I still haven't got that answer to that question yet. And I don't know whether you have a take on that, Dory, and whether you do, Mandy, you know, about
what... Yes, I do. I love that subject because I believe there's a lot of hidden things we believe that aren't true, but we can't put our finger on them. So it's good to expose those things so that we can move on, you know?
Yeah. So is it the belief? So you think it's our negative belief system that we've come to believe so many lies about ourselves? We've been told lies about who we are and about our capacity and our potential. You think that what it is?
I think that's part of it. You know, it can be very complex for some people. You know, it often stems from actual experiences that people have when they're children, and it you know, it can even be experiences once people are adults. It's usually rooted in an experience or words that are spoken over people, and then what happens is we believe those lies about ourselves. We digest them as part of our identity, and that's the way we see ourselves. And those things have to get broken off of us. And I think that. You know, it's like a healing. You know, it's like a healing on the inside that I think we all need to go through. I think even people who've had amazing, you know, childhoods, and, you know, still we get exposed to things, even little comments from friends and things. And if we internalize those things and we make an identity out of them, we tend to live by them. So we really need to be taught who we really are. We need to be taught what is truth and what is a lie. What we need to digest is reality, and what is just a lie. And so, you know, of course, that does, for me, that does overlap into the faith aspect because, you know, I'm a minister, and obviously my worldview is from the perspective of faith. But I do believe that people are created beautiful and precious and in the image of God, and I believe that, you know, that shouldn't be defaced in our lives. And when we deface that, we can't really live the destiny that we really are created to live. So that's a whole other subject, which I'm probably not going to be speaking about at the conference. But that's very important, I think, for women, even in the workforce, because sometimes people just don't want to, they're too afraid to step up because they just don't feel like they can because they see themselves in such a poor light. And they don't see who they're created to be. They just see some of the negative things that they've embraced as their identity.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's amazing. It's that phrase, that saying that words hit harder than a fist.
Mm.
You know, and you hear things, and it really, you know, my dad, who was, you know, is dealing, and oh, for those, daddy update for everybody, he's doing really well. My father has dementia. And in his dementia, he actually thinks he's, you know, king of the world. So to me, it's just hilarious that as his grip on reality is slipping, he's created this whole world for himself where, you know, like the orderlies at the place where he is are there his bodyguards and things like that. And he's in an assisted living facility now and loving it and very happy. But it's just so funny because they love him and he's so good with everybody else. And I know in his mind it's because he's the king and he's serving his minions. it's very interesting. Aww. But my dad used to say some really harsh things to me, you know, because I was always, my mom said I was ready to move out when I was four.
Aww.
You know, I was
Miss Independent.
Yeah, I was just a grown-up little girl, you know, I just always was. I turned 16 my senior year in high school, 17 in my own apartment doing theater professionally and stuff, living in Manhattan on scholarship in a dance school. I just was always me, and my father would always be like, you know, and that's why you're going to be alone, because who would want to be with you, and this and that, and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, it's an amazing thing, because I would have been so much better off if my father just, you know, kicked the crap out of me once or twice.
Right.
Because you see, even still at my age, but, you know, words hit harder than a fist. Those bruises feel, you can't, you know, but those words, my mother, who I lost 19 years ago, I still primarily hear my mother's words, and there was no bigger fan in my life than my mom. She was also my worst critic and would point out anything, but always in a loving way, never judgmentally.
Yeah.
You know, and so those are the words that you try to focus on, but again, you know, and especially as women, and that's why I do Word of Mom Radio, because let's face it, growing up, we were told you couldn't have it all. You couldn't be a mommy and have a business and do this and do that and be happy. And you know what? We're showing people day to day, that we can do everything the best we can.
Yeah.
The best we can. Not by anybody else's standards, but ours. It's one of the reasons I love Amy Hilbert Davis was here with us just really briefly last week. She has this fabulous thing called the balance map. It was the greatest thing I've ever seen. Loved sharing it on the show. It was for moms where, you know, you're going in and you're reading those books about how to raise your family and everything else. She created this map where you go in and put in all your information about you, your kids, what they're like in the morning, what you're like in the morning, all in these five different parenting areas, and then it creates your map, you, as a parent. I know. And it has, and it creates like a 65, 75 page book for you that is based on who you are, who your kids are, what your life is like, without judgment, without criticism. And it is, it's just absolutely fabulous, because the reality is the only person who has to live up to your expectations is you. And you have to create wonderful expectations for yourself and hope you instill those expectations in other people. You know, I look at my children. My son asked me one day, what do you expect me to be when I grow up? And I was like, you know what I expect you to be? And I hear him go, uh-oh. I was like, I don't care what you do. I don't care if you want to be a ditch digger. I hope you're the best ditch digger the Lord can make. Or if you want to play guitar, you want to be a garbage collector, you want to be a teacher, an author, a writer, do what inspires you. That's why I love Princess Bola. And the fact that she is that total success coach, that, you know, where she's looking at every aspect. And it really is such a wonderful, the Total Woman Conference is an amazing thing, because it really is about learning, about nurturing, about caring for yourself, about learning about others. Network. It's just, it's really fantastic. And I'm sorry I'm not going to be there this year. I'm very sorry I won't get to meet you, Mandy, and Jamie, and all of the other amazing women connected. But I will see people this summer. And but it is, it's just a marvelous opportunity and just a day like you don't find at a different conference. You usually get one thing or the other.
Exactly.
Let's face it, you know,
yeah.
And that's what it boils down to. You don't usually get the whole package in one place.
Exactly. And that's how why Outcome actually created it, you know, because I became an entrepreneur. I was also kind of forced into entrepreneurship myself. And, you know, kind of just going around there and seeing that all the seminars and events for women were hyper-focused on only one dimension of their life. So whether it would be a church conference, because I'm a church girl, you know, it would be hyper-focused on church and spirituality, or, you know, it would be health awareness business and all of that. And I would come away from this event and think to myself, you know, yeah, but, you know, you didn't touch. I'm also a mom. I'm also this woman of faith. And, you know, and so I thought, you know what, there's nothing out there. I'm going to create one. I'm going to make one that's going to give me permission, number one, to bring all my values, all those aspects of my life that are important to me, and bring them to it, you know. And to bring them to the marketplace, and also offer people a more balanced approach to success and to life, and that's how I came about it. And it's amazing how you have both helped me to really get to the root of this challenge that I've been coming across. Because you know, you would think of an event like this, you know, wow, you know, we're gonna pack the house and all of that, you know, and really kind of really been at different times thinking, you know, the response has been good, it's been very good, I'm very thankful, but I think it can be better. And one of the challenges, like I said, that I kept coming across is whereby women don't want to invest. And women just kind of either think, oh, it's not for them, or it's, you know, I don't know. But you've been able to help me, you know, get to the bottom of that mindset challenge, is the way we've been programmed, is the way we've been socialized. And then, you know, just asking now, you know, wondering what, you know, I know Mandy, I'm looking forward to your presentation, by the way, because I know so many women are in that place of broke, busted, and disgusted. Excuse my French, you know. But that's, many people are struggling so badly financially, and many want to take their business to the next level. And there was something you mentioned, Dory, that struck me, and that's how you said something about how you don't share a lot about safety one bag anymore, or as much, not anymore, as much as you maybe should on your show and all that. And I wonder why that is. I wonder whether there's a part of you that feels, as a woman, does not want to self-promote, kind of thing.
You know what? It's really funny. This all happened, my brother, when I started doing Word of Mom Radio, my brother's like, so what's in it for you? And I was like, I love getting to share these women and giving them a voice and, you know, empowering them. He was like, you own a business. What's in it for you? And I was like, that's not why I got into this. He was like, what is wrong with you? Do you even run a commercial for your own company? And I was like, no. He's like, you are just ridiculous. Because to my brothers, I'm like this gypsy soul. I'm this moth that just flies around, and I never think about what's in it for me. It's never been my motivation. And so all of a sudden I was like, okay, what is in it for me? Because it was truly just for the joy. And you know what? Well, you know what's in it for me? I have these amazing women who I get to share on my show. And we are now a featured show here on Blog Talk Radio. Why? Because of the amazing women that come and share with me. And because of Janice Clark and our Tuesday Business Spotlight that's at 1 o'clock Eastern and 10 a.m. Pacific, because we're in between her daughter's Mommy and Me and Dance Class. And so she does the Social Media Help Not Hype show and is helping thousands of women create an online presence that works. It's help, not hype. She's going to tell you the nitty-gritty. Sina Block has just come in to the other 2 weeks because she does a show every other week. Sina has now come in with Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. Again, 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Eastern on Tuesdays in our Business Spotlight. This Tuesday, Sina is going to be focusing on business planning. And those Word of Mom Radio listeners know I talk about business plans all the time. I don't care what kind of business you have. Regardless, direct selling, you're creating something, brick and mortar, whatever. Without a business plan, you're going to get, I could get to California from Connecticut to California. I can drive there. I'll eventually make it. But without a map, I'm going to go a lot of places I don't need to go. And it's the same thing in your business. No matter what it is, if you map it out and you have something to look back on, you'll realize I created my business plan for Safety First Bags. I was doing what I was doing projected for year 5 and year 2. And that's actually what happened with me, is our company grew so fast, so quick, I'm rebranding it now because, especially our checkpoint-friendly bags, because it's a clear bag company, people's reaction, I don't want a clear laptop bag, and it's not clear. It's not the clear that makes it checkpoint-friendly. It's the design. So we're rebranding the whole company and breaking it into divisions because I wish I knew then what I knew now. I wish there was a Word of Mom Radio 8 years ago where I could have learned from Janice Clark then. But again, wow. So I'm taking what I'm learning and I'm redoing what I know is an amazing business.
Wow, that's good.
And
that's
branding it the right way. Exactly. You know, and so those are the things. But it never had to do with not wanting to, you know, I don't feel shy about what I do. Heck, I'm trying to keep guns and drugs out of school. That was my main mission. So, you know, I have no problem telling people what I do.
Okay,
but that was never what this show was for, in my eyes. It was always about the other person, and my life winds up getting mixed up in it because I'm just one of those chatty Cathys, and I, you know, love to share my life and my kids and, you know, but it was, like I said, primarily I was here to share what other people do. So it was never because I didn't feel I was worthy. So just so you know that.
Okay, good. Thank you for clarifying that. You know, it's the business side of me that kind of kicked in. Because, you see, we need to sometimes find the balance between, oh, I'm just doing my passion and keeping our eyes on the bottom line. Men tend to keep their eyes on the bottom line, you know, and Mandy, you touched on that, your husband, apart from the fact that that's his background and training, but men usually often will want to see the bottom line and the results and the business growth. And so as mompreneurs, we must not lose sight of the bottom line as well and see how the passions we have, how that is, how are we leveraging it to its maximum to build business, to drive business. And I don't know whether that's the right model, but Mandy, I don't know what you found in terms of what was your primary focus when you were building your the direct sales, when you were in the direct sales, and how was it able to grow so much? Line on the relationship and the mission and just the love of what you do? How did you bring money to it? How did you, you know, talk about money, make people understand that, oh, it's just not a spa treatment for fun, that there's the money part of it that you have to pay. You're not running a non-for-profit.
Right.
You know,
well,
what?
Actually,
people are going to have to, Mandy, just so you know, we only have 90 seconds left.
Okay.
So people
okay.
are actually going to have to find that out at the Total Woman Conference.
Okay,
can I
have 10 seconds?
You can.
Okay. I will give you the bottom line at the Total Woman Conference because I'm a bottom line girl. I'm not about fluff. I'm about reality. So come and hear what that's about because that's what I want to give. Thank you.
Awesome. You know what? And I'm so it's amazing how fast an hour and a half goes. Princess Bola, please say your, you know, goodbyes to everybody and let them know how to get in touch with you one more time.
Okay, thank you. TotalWomanConference.com, April 20th, TotalWomanConference.com. For me personally, royalproclamations.com. Royalproclamations.com. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Dori. I can't wait to see you in the summer.
Oh, I can't wait to see you too. And Mandy, I know you are going to be absolutely marvelous. I know it is going to be an amazing event. So for all of you who are listening to the archives or listen to us live and are going to be there, you're going to have a fabulous time. And for those of you who have conflicts this year, they will. The Total Woman Conference happens every April. Every April, we will be doing a show leading up to it. So set your calendars and keep in touch. Royalproclamations.com, TotalWomanConference.com. You'll find out more information on WordOfMomRadio.com. So for all of you tuning in, thank you so much for being here. Just go out and create a marvelous you. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you Tuesday in the Business Spotlight. Bye for now.
Bye.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.